It's not to say that it's a bad combo. It just doesn't really feel like a combo at all. It flows. But maybe it's because of the completely different origins. But they just don't seem to fit together for me. Ludirk Valentine. I'll admit I'm a little sceptical about Ludirk. I don't find the sound super appealing, unfortunately. I think Ludo would be a really fun choice here. It's kind of like Lumo, it would be like an unusual Theo Milo Otto. And it would fit, it would flow better, I think. Ludirk, it kind of has like very old pirate captain vibes, but like a spectacularly unsexy pirate captain. But if you love it, you love it. Sure. Valentine, or maybe Valentine, I prefer Valentine, is funky, it's strong, and it's romantic. The meaning is like strength, and it's obviously romantic because of Valentine's Day, so clearly I'm very imaginative. I'm not a fan of Val, so I'd probably stick it in the middle, like you have, but it has a lot of flourish and a lot of drama, and I appreciate it. Luther Averill. Unfortunately, Luther just doesn't have any positive associations for me. So whilst I like the sound, I can't really connect with it. But if it has... Well, there's Martin Luther King, who obviously was an incredibly influential figure, but he's not what I think of first. And... so it's, I do struggle. Averill is interesting, and I like the sound, although I prefer Everill, which is a slightly different modernization of the exact same name. But although I'm not huge on the names, it's a good combo. It's very well put together. They do fit together. Micah Mordecai. I struggle with this one because... it does sound kind of character-y because the names do feel very similar, but I do appreciate it. Micah isn't really my style, but I do like it. I think I prefer Mika, but I like the way it looks. I do like the way it sounds. It's got a very clear sound. Mordecai, not sure about H. It just makes me want to say Mordecai. Mordecai. But it's a dramatic name. I do love me a dramatic name. And the combo, the names are similar, so it does feel kind of character-y, but they do flow, so I see why you put them together. And I always talk about, like, oh, the vibes matching to make a good combo. The vibes match here very much. I'm just concerned that they maybe match too much. I think Micah Mordecai is better than Mordecai Micah, which does become a bit of a mouthful. So I like them, especially Mordecai, but I feel like they belong in different combos. Nigel Absalom. I don't know what to do with this. Nigel is like Desmond. Maybe worse because It's so middle-aged, I can't imagine a child named Nigel. It doesn't work. There's nothing wrong with it, I suppose. I'm not a huge fan of the just sound. It makes me think, I guess it sounds like Angel, which is pretty funky. So that's nice. Absalom is pretty cool. I like that it has, you know, a good biblical association. I like that. I'm not a huge fan of the sound, but, like, the vibe is there. Nigel and Absalom feel like the most different names you could have. Weirdly, it feels more like a combo than Llewellyn Casper. I don't know what to do with this. I like Absalom, although I'm not a fan of the sound. I'm not big on Nigel. I'm sorry. Paladin Row. This sounds like a street. Like maybe a fantasy street, but like, where do you live? Oh, I live on Paladin Row. I'm not used to seeing Paladin with two L's. I play D&D, so it has a very strong immediate association there. It feels weird as a name. I'm not sure about it. It's like being called sorcerer. No, wizard? Maybe. It's like being called gunslinger. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like a name. I think you have to be careful with row as a middle. Although the E does funky it up a bit, because it does read like a street. But I think row could be a fun middle, or could be a fun name. There's nothing wrong with it. Has kind of a crew vibe, but less preppy. I appreciate it.